Heretic should be punished. Now, there was another encyclical that came out just a few months ago, and I hope you're all familiar with it. And what did it concern? If you're with me on this, it reminded the whole Christian world about something that Rome has always believed. And what was that? That Rome is the mother church, and the other churches are the sister churches. So, brothers and sisters, if you're willing to accept Rome on her own terminology, when she makes a statement about Sunday, and in this statement she talks about the Catholic Church, that word Catholic means universal, and it means the mother and the daughters. It means the daughters that aren't going to uphold Sunday need to be treated as heretics. And the first step in this three-point process began in 1998, if not before that. In 1991, this current pope came out calling for Sunday laws. But this is where the launching pad really took off. And then in the next step, according to the passage in Great Controversy that we read, we should look for general councils. Brothers and sisters, the general councils have begun as well. If you watch the Millennium Summit at the United Nations, they had a special religious gathering of 1,000 religious leaders where they signed a document to strive for world peace that had been called by Ted Turner. Well, that actually took place. There's been a couple of those now. Now, those are second step, what you would call general councils. And if you go look at the documents that have been signed in those general councils where these churches are coming together to bring peace to the world, or whatever their supposed premise for having these general councils all. What you need to remember, if you're going to analyze this by the Bible and the spirit of prophecy,